Daryl Sittler's record, 10 points in a game. That record actually still stands, so that was confirmed by the listener. The other one is in 1973, Syncrude Canada was to build a synthetic crude plant that will produce 21, just over 21 million liters a day, and I wondered what that was in barrels. That's about 134,000 barrels a day.
Hmm.
I'm sure the output has been greatly increased there, as there's oil sands projects all over northern Fort McMurray area, all the way up to the border. It's incredible. All right, Rock and Roll Woman here by Edgar Winter Group, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Edgar Winter Group there with Rock and Roll Woman. That's from 1974 from the album Shock Treatment. All right, I got Joe and the gang here. They want to do a short 4-minute, 30-second news update, and we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
song. See the hottest, hottest thing in town. I told my babe, told her what I do. Oh, no, nobody, nobody but you. She's hot and ready, talking about my baby. She's hot and ready, talking about my baby. Such a good girl.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, there we go. Link Ray bringing us into This Day in Rock and Roll History with our theme music there. September the 18th. What do we got? birthdays. We've got a few of them here. First, 1933 is our first one, Jimmy Rogers. And, of course, Jimmy had a song there called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. Frankie Avalon was born on this day in 1939. 1946, Alan King, guitar player for Ace, and their big hit, How Long. 1949, Carrie Livgren, guitar player for Kansas, and their big hit, Carry On Wayward Son, or Dust in the Wind. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on September the 18th, we're going to start in 1970. And after scoring 12 U.S. number one hits with the Supremes, Diana Ross has her first solo U.S. chart topper with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Made it to number six. Also in 1970, 27-year-old rock legend Jimi Hendrix died. Yes, his death was ruled an accident, but in 1993 an investigation was reopened by Scotland Yard. When no new evidence was unearthed, the matter was dropped. What do we got here? Oh, 1976, Boston's More Than a Feeling was released in the U.S., where it will reach number five. Of course, I think that's way too high, but that's just my opinion. 1979, Greg Arama, bass player for the Amboy Dukes, on their 1968 hit, Journey to the Center of the Mind, was killed in a motorcycle accident. He was 29 years old. Of course, the Amboy Dukes was where Ted Nugent got his start. 1981, let's see, more than 10 years after Jim Morrison's death, The Doors' Greatest Hits album goes platinum. 1983, Kiss appeared in public for the first time without their makeup when they guest on MTV promoting the release of their newest album, Lick It Up. In 1991, Rob Tyner, lead singer for the MC5, died of heart failure at the age of 46 years old. The band's 1969 album, Kick Out the Jams, was ranked on number 295 on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of 500 greatest albums of all time. I got that album here, and it's extremely high energy. Yes. 1996, at Sotheby's in London, Julian Lennon successfully bids just over $39,000 for the recorded notes of a song that Paul McCartney wrote for him, Hey Jude. At the same event, John Lennon's scribbled lyrics on Bring the Benefit of Mr. Kite sold for $103,500. Okay, Jimmy Rogers' birthday born on this day with a big song, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, are going to lead things off here. And this one was also covered by, I can't remember who else now. James Stewart and, it doesn't matter. Let's hear the original right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Well, when I was a young man, never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I'd missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her and then, oh, lonely, well, I kissed her again because she had kisses sweeter than mine. She had kisses sweeter than mine. Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of our life. We had corn in the field, wheat in the fen, and in the woods, oh Lord, I was the father of twins. Because she had a kiss of wine, she had a kiss of sweeter than wine. Well, our children, they'd number just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a knocking at the door. They all got married, and they didn't hesitate. I was, whoops, oh, Lord, the grandfather of eight. She had a kiss, and why? She had a kiss, Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then, whoops, oh Lordy, well, I do it all again, because she had just a sweeter than wine. She had a kisses sweeter than wine.
Don't you cry.
Don't you cry.
This is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenai Radio every night at 10.
day and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped away.
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio. On the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
C5, they're finishing things off on This Day in Rock and Roll History, and that particular song was called Tonight, and of course the lead singer of the band, Rob Tyner, died of heart failure at the age of 46 years old on this day in 1991. What else did we hear? Oh, we played some of the Doors, Roadhouse Blues. I played that one because their greatest hits album went platinum on this day in 1981. I don't think that particular song was featured on the Best Of album, but you know what? I don't really care. Yeah. Then we played Boston, More Than a Feeling. That particular song was at the top of the charts in 1976. Played a little Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe, from the Are You Experienced album that... in honor of Jimmy passing on this day in 1970 at 27 years old. Then we played a little Kansas, the guitarist for the band, Kerry Livegren, was born on this day in 1949. And then we played a little Jimmy Rogers starting things off, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, Jimmy born in 1933. So, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. Now, because Jimi Hendrix passed away on this day, I'm going to do a little bit of an artist highlight on Jimmy today. And, of course, Hendrix passing away on this day in 1970. But... artist or album highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Anyways, James Marshall, or Jimi Hendrix, was actually born Johnny Allen Hendrix on November the 27th, 1942, in Seattle, Washington. And despite limited mainstream exposure of 4 years, he is widely considered one of the most influential electric guitar players in the history of the popular music and one of the most celebrated musicians of the 20th century. In 1961, Hendrix enlisted in the U.S. Army and was granted an honorable discharge the following year, breaking his ankle in a parachute jump. And in 1963, he moved to Clarksville, Tennessee and began playing gigs on the Chitlin' Circuit. In 1964, he earned a spot in the Isley Brothers backing band and later that year found work with Little Richard, with whom he continued to play through mid-1965. He then joined Curtis Knight and the Squires before moving to England in late 1966 after having been discovered by bass player Chad Chandler of the Animals. In 1967, Hendrix earned 3 UK top 10 hits with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Hey Joe, Purple Haze, and The Wind Cries Mary. And later that year, he achieved fame in the U.S. after his performance at Monterey Pop Festival, the world's highest paid performer. He headlined the Woodstock Festival in 1969 and the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970 before dying from barbiturate-related asphyxia at the age of 27. Inspired musically by American rock and roll and electric blues, Hendrix favored overdriven amplifiers with high volume and gain and was instrumental in developing the previously undesirable technique of guitar-amplified feedback. And he helped to popularize the use of the wah-wah pedal in mainstream rock and pioneered experimentation with stereophonic phasing effects in music recordings. All right, let's get rolling here. We're not going to get really wild on this set, but let's start off with Dolly Dagger. This is from the Rainbow Bridge album of 1971, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Come, baby. I'm coming to get you. Holy Shastafras.
We're listening. I ended up spitting. See, I didn't have enough spit. Now you have too much.
I got too much.
Yeah, you're spitting all over me.
Okay.
We're rolling. It can be drunk. Yeah.
Okay. Holy Shastafras. We're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 for this day in rock and roll history. Rock on!
See you on the flip side.
Spread around peace of mind and a whole lot of love to you and you.
right. Jimi Hendrix, Hey Baby There, one of my favorites, finishing off our artist highlight. Of course, honoring Jimmy today, passing away on this day in 1970. And before that, we had Foxy Lady, Red House, and Purple Haze, and starting things off with Dolly Dagger. Stay tuned approximately 8:45 tomorrow, and we'll have another artist or album highlight for you, which is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Well, that pretty much brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to an end. Thanks so much for tuning in. But don't fret, we got lots more music. We've got Ray Charles live in Berlin, 1962, on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at 12:05, where we play full albums. So make sure you check out the website, theskr.com. And you'll find some podcasts there that you can download, and our schedule's up there. So we're going to let the news crew take front and center here for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and we'll be back with a tune by Blind Faith, Jam Number 1. Yeah, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Have a great day, everyone.